The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5.
Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. There are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
KFNZ, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Kinger says soccer no longer matters. Fire. I don't think Glenn's fireable.
He's not.
75 says, Glenn, take me back with you. our tennis matches.
Oh, yeah. How's those doing?
Dalila Spiteri leads Alessandro Mazzola.
I think she
won the first set on tiebreak. So she won 7-6 in the first set. We're on Spiteri plus 3.5 games. So that bodes well. We're also on the over 20.5, and they played 13 games in the first set.
So that's good?
Yeah. I mean, we need Spiteri not to win 6-0 in game two, or set two, and we will pretty much win that.
Okay.
So that one's looking pretty good. The Blaise Bicknell and Adam Walton match, which is in the Challenger Series.
Who's that guy?
ATP, Bloomfield Hills. It's not even on ESPN. You had to go to tennis.com to find it. Bicknell won the first set 6-3. We're on Walton, minus 4.5 in under 20 games. Walton won the second set 6-1 and then was leading the third set 3-1, and Bicknell retired. So what that does for bets, I have no idea.
I was going to follow
up. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Retired?
Yeah, he retired.
So he quit?
Yeah, he ended his career right there.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you just retire from the match. You're like, you know, maybe injury sometimes. Mostly injury.
Spinal,
yeah. Bicknell broke his back. that's a tennis term. You never heard that term?
No.
Really? I forget how American you are with your sports. You're so, you're a meat and potato sports guy.
Yeah, I'm a four sports matter kind of guy.
Yeah, you don't like the tennis. I can't believe you never heard that term, retired.
Nope.
Bicknell retired in the third set.
But, you know, hey, the more you know with Jeremy and Joe.
The more you know with Jeremy and Joe. So I don't know if we want those bets or not.
Yeah, I don't know either.
We had Walton at minus 4.5, 4.5 games, which Walton had 12 games won to Bicknell's 8. So if that holds, we would lose there. But then we had the under 20 games played, which 9, 16, 21. So we would have lost that too. So that does not bode well.
first Google search says most bookmakers void all bets on the retiring player, meaning your bet will be canceled and your stake returned.
If that would help us, because if it does not get voided, we would lose both of those. 9, 16, they would play 20 matches, which we – or not 20 matches, games – 9 plus 7, 16 plus 4 is 20. Actually, we would push on the under 20 bet. But then the minus 4.5 we would lose, because Walton he's won four more games than Bicknell. So a void would be good there to wipe that out.
We'll see.
And then Spiteri's playing well. I've always liked her game.
Always liked it.
I like how she comes to the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good. Her forehand, phenomenal forehand. Her backhand's not bad. And then also, I think she really, you know, takes advantage of her opponent's weaknesses.
Sure. Take your word for it.
It's the key to the match, Spiteri and Mazzola. If Spiteri can get to Mazzola's backhand, I really like her chances. And apparently she did that in the first game. 713-780 ESPN. World Cup yesterday. Congratulations to Spain winning the second World Cup. Do you know, too, they co-host the next World Cup, so this could just be the start for Spain.
I did know that.
Could just be the start for Spain. But what did you think of that match yesterday? Pure dominance for the Spaniards.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good match. They played, I mean, they're so good defensively. Like, it feels like Messi didn't even have, like, a shot a lot of the game to even, like, to really impact it at all. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It was very, very fun.
Yeah, it was a very exciting 0-0 match.
Hoping we were going for PKs.
I mean, Argentina was hoping that, too.
Yeah.
The way that Spain played in that match, I didn't want Argentina to win. I went into it wanting Messi to win, just because it's Messi. But Spain was so dominant, I felt like it would have been soccer injustice if Argentina won that in PKs. I just feel like Spain was the better club. Felt like they were the better nation yesterday.
Yeah, it does feel like ending the World Cup in PKs, a lot of people would have hated that.
Yeah.
I would have liked it because I think PKs are fun, but I'm a soccer noob.
It's also kind of weird, though, that, like, you know, Argentina had that one dude who picked up two yellows, so he was sent off. It's weird how that advantage, like, disappears in PKs. You know? Because have to, like, you know, you get five... You have five penalty kickers.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity to make the PK. So all of a sudden, that advantage goes away once you get the penalty kicks.
That's it. I never thought of that.
So you think
it should be five on four in PKs?
That's why I don't like PKs. I think PKs is a gimmicky way to end.
I think they're fun.
Here was the Spain goal yesterday. We always do the English-Spanish call. Get ready for the Spanish call. You might have to buckle up. But here was the English call yesterday.
Poro chance to cross, hooks it in. Williams battling, knocks it down. It's free. It's a goal. It's Ferran Torres.
There you go. English call. Great the call, Joe.
8-4.
Oh, that's high.
Yeah, that was a little generous.
7-4. I'll go a full point below you.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, that was pretty boring. Especially for, like, the only goal. It was pretty late in the match. Argentina was down a man, too, so, like, you felt pretty confident it was the game winner. Like, that's the winning goal of the World Cup. I thought it was pretty tame for that.
So I wanted to grade on a curve a little bit.
Why? Why are you grading on curves?
Because I'm not saying I don't trust you guys. But the Spanish calls that we play are always so much longer. Like, is this really all the guy said?
Yeah. I mean, you can click the link.
The rest is just...
Link's right there. No one's hiding information from you.
Okay.
The rest is not sound.
I mean, look, it literally...
Yeah.
Like, here,
I like to be surprised. 7-9, then.
Think we were giving an unfavorable edit to the English call?
He questioned our integrity.
He did.
He said, is that all he said?
Yeah.
He goes, I can't trust you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can trust you guys.
Why this level of mistrust, Joe?
It's so short compared to the Spanish call.
Okay, but hold on. If you can't trust us, that means you think there was going to be like, I gotcha. Like,
no,
what would be the I gotcha with this?
It just feels like an unfair whistle. Those happen on this show all the time.
Most final calls, though, aren't long. They're somewhere between probably 12 and 28 seconds.
And 90% for Andres Cantor is just him holding out goal.
Reason that Andres Cantor is so long is because of he holds out goals three or four times.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was a short call. Oh, 12 seconds could be kind of short, but I didn't feel like it was. Like, of the two, the English call and the Spanish call we're about to hear, the more egregious from a time perspective is definitely Andres Cantor, which let's take a listen to Andres Cantor from Telemundo.
Toque atrás, Porro la pone al área. ¡Ah! Cabezazo atrás. ¡Queda el remate! ¡Gol! ¡Ferran!
Some people were complaining that he takes too long on his calls.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. This is the last time we're going to hear Andres Cantor for 4 years.
That's true.
We can go a minute listening to his call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it.
We're not going to listen to this again for 4 years. Even if he's calling the Women's World Cup, we're not going to listen to this for four years.
About to ask.
Like, why wouldn't we listen to this whole? It's the final call for the next 4 years.
It's so long.
Lo hizo. La cabeza. I love this guy so much. I love Andres. I wish I could call a game in Spanish.
Why can't you?
Because my Spanish isn't fluent enough.
You could work on that.
Just could Peggy Hill it.
I don't know if they allow anybody who can't roll their R's.
that's probably true.
I don't think I could do it.
That's probably true.
Not at least at that stage. You know, I could go like to a game and do it on my own, but that's kind of.
Jeremy is just in the crowd.
Weird.
With a mic.
Yeah. I'm just yelling, go!
Going back and forth between English and Spanish.
Yeah.
You could do a blend.
A blend?
Yeah, you could do like half your
like
call.
Like Spanglish?
Yeah,
the Spanglish call with Jeremy Branham.
You could be a trendsetter.
I don't think that's really going to track.
Probably not, but you could try it.
Maybe you could do the play-by-play in English and then switch to being a color commentator. Do that part in Spanish.
Guillermo Santos scores a goal. The Dynamo game in the upper deck. Maybe I can sit with El Batallon at the Dynamo Stadium, whatever they're calling it these days. I figure what they call it. Was it now Shell Energy? Is it Shell Energy?
Yeah, Shell Energy.
Used to be BBVA Compass Stadium. I don't know if there are any BBVA Compass Stadiums, though. What are you going to miss about the World Cup?
I mean, this World Cup, like, this is one of the first ones I feel like I got really, like, really, really got into. The star power of this World Cup feels like it's not repeatable in the future. Not that there's not going to be good players, but, like, in group play, it's like Holland and Messi and Mbappe, like, all these guys, Harry Kane, are all performing at, like, their elite, elite level and scoring a ton of goals and just playing perfect. So, like, with the fun storylines of, like, Cape Verde and everything that are happening and USA playing well, but, like, the star of the tournament is that these elite players all performed in a big way. I think that's going to be, like, what I miss the most is, like, watching that.
I'm just going to miss having two soccer matches on every single day, especially during our show that we could bet on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I said that last week on Sweats.
That was so great. Yeah. Like, what a great time for Sweats of the Day. Now today we're betting on Challenger Tennis, where yeah, you had a guy retire in the third set. Like, we were betting Messi and Ronaldo, and now we're betting the likes of Blaise Bicknell, who couldn't make it out of the third set against Adam Walton.
Yeah, we're getting close to going back to first run inning props in baseball.
So I'm going to miss that the most. What won't you miss?
I don't know.
I think there's nothing for me that stands out on what I won't miss.
Alexi Lawless is annoying.
Watching VAR challenges.
Alexi Lawless was kind of like, it actually entertained me though. Like he and Zlatan going back and forth, I found to be great theater, great TV.
Yeah.
And then Zlatan just dropped out on us.
Maybe I got one.
Great.
Yeah, I wonder if he said that for negotiations.
That's negotiations.
So.
Probably.
Because they're not going to be on Fox probably next time.
Mm-mm.
So, whatever. Zlatan's a weird guy, though, so who knows. You know what I won't miss? I won't miss the disappointment of the U.S. men's national team.
That's what I won't miss.
That's good. Won't miss that.
I won't miss politics getting involved. With everything that happened with Flo Balogun and having to hear all those talking points, I won't miss that.
Bryson tried to bring it back. They want to keep that spirit alive.
Was that real?
I don't know.
That seems like a weird thing to...
Like, I would call the president. My stroke penalty.
If you got that card, you know?
Yeah.
Forgot about Haaland.
Took place overseas.
Yeah, Haaland's going to be... He was fun. He was a lot of fun. Junkie says too many teams got in. I'm going to miss the social media from the friends, fans from other countries that spent time in the U.S. Oh, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie LA7.
He's back.
He made it home.
Texas is good. Everything is big.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that guy. That guy was awesome. Those calls are my favorite thing about FIFA. The Spanish calls for Longhorn football games are incredible and electric. You don't listen to Craig Way? He listens to Craig Way.
Texas is back, folks.
What are the odds that junkie didn't go to Texas? He went to Texas Roadhouse University alongside Brian.
90%.
When they crossed the stage, they crunched peanut butter shells at Texas Roadhouse
University. No, we butter rolls.
Junkie says call them pins, not PKs, bunch of Yanks. I've never heard the term pins. This feels like an NHL thing.
Yep. Never
Is
heard
that a hockey
before.
Thing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I've never heard of pins. England, France, 6-4 was super exciting. I didn't watch the third place game. Cape Verde, what a story. Yeah, but I mean, you've been missing them for like 3 weeks. They've been eliminated a long time ago. I'm going to miss star players in their last World Cup. Yeah, you think this is it for Messi?
No.
He's 39.
I think he's going to squeeze
Yeah, but Ronaldo did it at 43.
I thought Ronaldo was like 41, but yeah, I don't. I mean, he's still playing in top form, but 4 years is a long time.
Yeah,
I don't
Ronaldo
know.
Ronaldo is 41.
I mean, like, maybe he's not starting.
I mean, I
think it's possible, but it's not going to be this version of Messi.
Well, Neymar didn't start this year.
But yeah, Neymar's washed.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like Messi can be a late game sub, worst case scenario.
I don't know.
Give you a couple good
minutes. I got Messi on my squad. He's in my starting 11.
Yeah, I think we see him one more time.
What's not to like about the beautiful game? I'll miss having World Cup games on during the week for distraction. Watch more soccer the last few weeks than I watched in my entire life. Same. Bring on American football, though. I've had my fill of football. I will miss Shakira. I will not miss betting on soccer. It's impossible. No, it's not.
Oh, I made so much money.
Yeah. We killed it on soccer.
I made so much money betting soccer.
Same. Being an Uber driver, I'll miss the money, but we'll miss the traffic near the FenFest Arena. Fair enough. We'll miss foreigners discovering how great the U.S. is. Won't miss the actual
game. Texas is good. Everything is big.
I'm going to miss seeing France get their bad word pushed in by Spain. I'll miss the hydration breaks from this World Cup. It was nice to be able to go outside for a cigarette in the middle of a half without missing any of the action. All right. Going to miss the camera crew catching international women. All right, pervert. Going to miss the passion and pride. Cape Verde supporters, the country of Mexico going crazy.
And I'm Mexico.
He went to Texas. Sorry, I graduated in 2010. Just the vibe and buzz in the city for a full month, plus good to see more semblance on patriotism. All right. Pretty good. Pretty good. Halftime show was awful. Did you watch the halftime show?
No.
Why?
I didn't care. I don't care for it.
What did you do during the half?
I was watching the Cubs game.
How'd they do?
They won. Hmm. Not that anyone cares.
We don't.
I know. He asked.
I'm just surprised that you didn't watch the World Cup halftime show.
Well, was
Ronaldo
the World
was
Cup
there. Ronaldinho. Show. They had everybody. Madonna was there, driving in a cart in the bowels of the stadium with Ronaldinho and Ronaldo.
Saw the Beatles.
You had Shakira came out. Her hips were not lying. You had the Ted Lasso and his assistant coach walked out and gave a speech, and then. Ted Lasso's assistant coach, he subbed in Justin Bieber with, like, the little substitution board. And then Justin Bieber came on and did his thing. He was wearing, like, half a T-shirt, half a polo. It was kind of weird. He kind of looks like David Beckham to me, Justin Bieber.
Except for way shorter?
Yeah, but I'm just being the face. They kind of look alike to me. But, yeah, the halftime show was brutal. Had a lot of big names.
Sounds like we didn't miss anything.
You could talk about it right now.
Could we? You want to talk about Bieber on the show?
I'm a believer.
Wasn't it long?
Fan of his work. Yeah, it's pretty long. I mean, like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a halftime show.
All right. You guys aren't cool. That's fine. You guys don't believe in pop culture. That's fine.
The halftime shows don't really do anything for me. Like,
all right.
Like the one in L.A. was, I watched that one. You know, Snoop Dogg and everything during Super Bowl. But besides that, like, I'm just like, they're just kind of a thing.
Okay.
Usually that's time to get pizza for me.
Or watch the Cubs. Yeah. You got Shakira and Madonna and Bieber. You got the Cubs.
Yep.
You pick.
I got Alex Bregman.
Argentina should thank their goalie for even keeping them in the game. You're right. They should. He had a broken finger, too. Heroic effort by the 9-fingered Argentina goalie. Cape Verde's the only team to not lose to Spain. That's true. They tied them. First match. Remember, Spain was getting ridiculed.
Like, yeah, they were.
Look at Spain, this world power. Yeah. This world power can't even beat Cape Verde.
Yeah.
And they win the stinking World Cup with a impregnable defense, too.
Yeah, one goal the entire tournament, right?
What a showing by that Spain defense. All right, what should or should not American sports adopt from the World Cup? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. 713-780-ESPN. HRNP listener line, tracking our tennis bets. Our girl, Dalila Spiteri. I've always liked her.
I do not know this, man.
I've always liked her spirit. After defeating Alessandro Mazzola, 7-6 in tiebreaks in the first set, leads the second set 2-1. We're on Spiteri plus 3.5 games, and we're on the over 20.5 matches, which they played 13, 16. That looks good. I think we're going to – we need Mazzola to win one more game, and then Spiteri can win the rest, and we'll be all right there. But 713-780-ESPN, question, what should or should not American sports adapt from the World Cup? What do you have, Joe?
All right, first thing I have, don't lie to us about commercial breaks. Is my only complaint with the World Cup is they tried to pretend that these hydration breaks were anything but commercial breaks. Just don't lie to us. Just call them what they are.
Like, they do have hydration breaks in some soccer matches when the temperature is a certain point.
Sure, there were games indoors and they had them. Just don't lie to us.
Well, for those they called them game breaks.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I thought they just called them. See, I think they called them hydration breaks at first, and then they got crushed.
Yeah,
so they changed it to game breaks like the next day.
It's so weird.
But like, just don't lie to us. Like, just call it a commercial break what it is. Like, you don't need to pretend it's something else. Like, I don't need we're taking a hydration break that we're adding to the NFL games to make sure these guys are hydrated in Miami.
All right, so you're out on the hydration breaks.
Yeah, we don't need longer halftime shows, because I know that was the one complaint from yesterday, even though I didn't watch it.
What do you mean? Super Bowl halftime shows are longer than that.
Yeah, I'm saying we can stop. Like, I like normal halftime.
No, Super Bowl's got to have a halftime show.
I disagree.
What?
I don't need it. I know people want it. I don't need it.
You are so boring.
Sure.
You don't want a little pop culture event in the middle of the Super Bowl?
Not really. I'm there for football.
Oh, come on.
Hardo Joe.
This is such a hard
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Joe,
get this fun and entertainment out of my football.
I don't like entertainment.
I don't need like 90-year-olds doing the halftime show.
What do you mean 90-year-old?
Bad Bunny was last year's performer.
Yeah, come on. 90-year-olds.
I'm talking about like when The Who did it.
Yeah, that's been a decade ago.
Yeah, I just don't need it. I don't care. I just don't. I don't care about like just play football.
I like they that,
haven't,
don't you?
You haven't used the old acts in a while.
Yeah, I know. But like, I just
to me, it's what makes the it like separates the pomp and circumstance of a huge game. You know, if it was just some like boring, if it didn't have the pomp and circumstance, it wouldn't really be the Super Bowl.
You know?
It's just the end. It's just the final game. That's like all the others. I like the theatrics of the grandest stage.
Then to keep them, just keep them short.
Nah.
We don't need all the sets and everything. Like, you can keep it short and sweet.
I like the sets.
Use grass.
Yes, it's a good call. Yeah. I like that idea a lot.
Just use it. Like, the players are campaigning for it in the NFL. Just use it. Like, how many – I feel like I watched 90% of these World Cup games. I don't feel like I saw any torn ACLs. Like, I don't know. Like, it just feels –
that's all the sample we need.
There was a lot of games.
Yeah.
So, like, just use grass. The players want it, use grass. These teams can do it. It's going to cost them a little extra money. Who cares?
The owners care. That's who cares.
Yeah, well, your players being on the field also matters, too.
I think the owners are colluding, actually.
Yes.
Like, seriously? Like, my hot take? I think the owners are colluding when it comes to that.
Yeah, because if one does it, then everyone has to do it.
And, like, they don't – I mean, from a financial standpoint, like, sure, they want their players to be on the field. They're not going to lose any money. Like, the fact that we have more torn ACLs in the NFL, is anybody losing economically from that other than the players? Owners aren't.
No. No, they're not.
No, I mean, they're going to make tons of money. Regardless, if the Dallas Cowboys had their top three players tear their ACL, would they lose money?
No.
No.
No, they're still going to have full stadiums. They're still going to be good on TV. Like, nothing changes.
Are they going to save a ton of money by not having grass? Yep.
Yeah, but still.
No, I wish they would.
Yeah.
You're right.
You
said who doesn't want this. I think the owners are colluding. Yeah. I think the owners are colluding, so they don't have to do it.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I think that the what else you got? Is that it?
Okay. I know you're going to hate it. Okay? I know you are. Everyone's going to hate this take.
I'm usually pretty open-minded and open.
I know you. You're going to hate this one. Brian's going to hate it. The text line's going to call
me dumb. Just say it.
I love Saturday.
Third place game?
Let's just do it.
Really?
Let's do it.
Chill.
Give me.
You are out of here.
Third place.
Don't you have the Cubs podcast to go to? Terrible take, Joe.
Third place.
I know. It was fun.
I didn't even bother to turn it on.
I watched. I made a lot of money on it.
You bet the third place game?
Hell yeah, I did.
Get help, Joe.
I won 3 bets on that game.
Oh, my God. I'm guessing the over?
Well, I bet the over, and then I live bet the over, and then I live bet the over again. Because they weren't playing any defense.
They definitely weren't.
It was fun. Why not?
That's preseason football is what that was.
Like, third place, like, college football.
Yes. No.
Yes. No.
Play useless bowl games. We can't play a third place game in college football.
Correct.
How many players would opt out of that? Every one of them.
Well, probably a lot of them. But forget the Pro Bowl.
Do you want this for all sports? Do you want a third place game in the NFL?
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Replace the Pro Bowl.
This is your worst take.
I don't care.
This is the worst take you've ever given.
I don't care.
You want the third place game to replace the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
What's the benefit of it? What's the purpose of getting third place?
We're going to watch it.
I don't know.
No, I would not.
No.
Yes.
It has no consequence.
When the Texans are in the third place game.
Nope, well, wouldn't watch it.
Draft picks? Nope. Draft pick order?
The players don't care about that.
I know they don't. You can give them a bunch of money.
Yeah, but doesn't the money have to be based upon people caring?
I mean,
millions of people watch the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
I mean, you probably get more.
The ratings would be huge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'd be huge, but I think it'd be comparable to the Pro Bowl.
I think they'd be bigger than most regular season games in football. Not like in baseball. Like, baseball would be a disaster.
Third place game, huh?
Yeah, give me a third place game.
They used to do the NCAA tournament way back in the day.
They did?
And then they realized how dumb it was, and they stopped doing it. Third
place. I know I'm going to get crushed for this, but, like, I don't care.
It's so bad.
I don't care.
Did you watch that whole third place game?
I did.
Oh, my God.
I was into the World Cup.
I was, too.
We do it in every
third.
We do it in the Olympics. Do it in the World Cup.
Did they play that game in MetLife?
Yeah.
No, okay. I thought that game was somewhere else. I thought that was Miami.
Yeah, because it would make sense to play on the pitch that's about to host the final.
Yeah, I think it was in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Miami.
I don't know. I don't watch.
Did you watch the game? How are you talking with any sort of conviction to a guy who watched the whole thing?
Because I thought I saw a highlight that looked like it was at MetLife. But
I mean, to be honest, I couldn't tell the stadiums apart.
But it would be dumb to host it there.
Yeah, well, because they could ruin the field.
Yeah, ruin the pitch. You can't have a. You have to have a pristine pitch.
Yeah, just
for the first place game.
I think it'd be fun.
I don't want to adopt that stupid clock, and no one knows when the game's going to end.
Oh yeah, good point.
I don't like you. Soccer can keep it. I don't want to adopt it in American sports.
I tried to get rid of that in a cash of trash weeks ago, and you weren't with me on that one.
You're changing. You're moving the goalposts here.
How?
Brian. Because yours was to the World Cup. You said you don't want them to have that you know, weird time that they have for the World Cup. This question is what should not American sports adopt from the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine if soccer keeps it. I'm fine if the World Cup keeps their clock. I don't want American sports to adopt their clock. It's a totally different conversation.
Okay, if you say so.
It's not a matter of saying so. It's a matter of fact.
But if you're saying it's so bad that you don't want it in the sports that we care more about, then how is it good for soccer?
I didn't say it was good for soccer. I said it was acceptable for them to keep what they've been using for generations. Just like I like the Elam ending. I think the Elam ending's a better way to end a basketball game than just the clock that they use. But I don't think the NBA should go to the Elam ending because of history. And I believe in you know, the history and having that. I don't want to tarnish that.
Yeah, I don't want the NFL to have no clock either.
It's just like, oh.
It's just confusing. Like,
whenever the offense is moving forward, we're not going to end the game. And then the moment they move back, the game is over. It'd be kind of weird. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of it.
Oh, so, one I forgot. Could we do ejections for flopping?
Sure.
Like, they give yellow cards for flopping if it's too egregious?
You know, that's a good call. I would like college football to adopt the yellow-red card thing for targeting. Instead of ejecting players, I know they changed the rule on this, but instead of like in the years past where they would just eject a player for targeting even if there wasn't motive, now you just get a yellow card.
I'm with that.
You get a targeting, you run out there, you get the ref that runs out there dramatically and just hands them a yellow. And then the second yellow, they're sent off. And then you show them a yellow, and then you show them a red, and then you say goodbye.
I'm with that. For targeting specifically, I can support that.
I like yellow. Like, could you bring that into baseball too? Like a yellow card, red card, instead of like a warning where you write on your notepad?
Like if you're arguing balls and strikes?
Yeah, you know how like umpires like look into the dugout like, okay, enough.
Yellow.
That's a yellow. Hand them a yellow and then like when you eject them instead of, well, I still like the ejection though.
Oh, no,
I don't
want to
get rid of the ejection. I want a yellow card for a warning. And that I don't want to introduce a red card to baseball, but I do want to introduce a yellow card to baseball.
You could still do the ejection and then give them the red card at the same time.
But I like the ejection more than I like the red card.
Yeah, we'd have to change the.
I like the you're out of here.
I suggested we do yellow card, red card during the World Cup. You said no.
I don't want that.
I know. I suggested. I said we should fit in with those times.
Give me more chance in boat rowing in the stands. See, I think that's unique to soccer. I think it's unique to country too. I don't think you can borrow that.
I mean, the closest thing is college football, the tradition. That tradition, like, it's just not going to pick up.
No.
Like the closest thing we have in Houston is the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
Like, the extra song. Like, that's
kind of cool, though.
But, like, that's, like, the only thing that's, like, comparable.
That's kind of cool.
I just don't think it would be too hard to get to catch on. I like the idea of it, but, like, there's just no way, like, you're going to get pro sports bases to catch on to that.
When, well,
like,
of course
they can't, people can't even agree on if they like the waiver or not.
I mean, it's very hypothetical here.
Yeah.
Could you adopt the playing a man down in football and baseball, LOL? It'd be kind of fun. Although in baseball, I'd want the Astros to play a man down every game. That way Yordan would come to the plate sooner. Get rid of the bottom of the order. I wish every guy, 7 through 9, was injected. The runner-up bowl, LOL, horrible idea.
I know. Don't
if
care.
Your free safety commits 2 yellow card penalties in a game, you should have to play the rest of the game without a free safety.
Now, see, that's one where, like, if there's targeting in college football, you can't replace the player.
That would be hilarious.
Or, like, your outfielder gets ejected for some reason for arguing balls and strikes. You got 2-man outfield now. Hell yeah.
I would watch that.
Like,
that'd be fun.
Be so sick.
No need for Bad Take Boulevard this week. Oh, man. That's pretty good. All sports should have the yellow rare card system that soccer has. We need full chance in the NFL. Don't need 3 national anthems a game. Okay, that's a good call. Did you notice that FIFA had their own anthem?
I guess I missed that part of it, but
that was so weird. Like, a federation had an anthem.
That's fair.
I was like,
could you imagine, like,
on?
If there was, like, the NFL anthem before a Super Bowl?
Singing tribute to Roger Goodell.
It was so weird. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Who are we tipping a cap to this week? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. I'm tipping a cap to Pro Dunk Hoops. Why? Because they make the best basketball goals that you'll find. Better than anything you'll find in the big box stores. Don't waste your time there. Those aren't any good. If you get one of those, it's going to be broken in a month. The backboard's going to be broken. The rim's going to be unlevel. If they're cheap, wind's going to blow them down. In fact, I walk through the neighborhood every other month or so, and these basketball goals are on their belly. They ain't no good. That's why you need a goal from Pro Dunk. Best basketball goals you'll find. They've been doing it, too, since 1984. Tempered glass backboard gives you that true, authentic feel off the glass, off the rim. Stainless steel hardware, rust-proof. Got to have that in the Houston humidity. It's height-adjustable as well, 5 feet to 10 feet. It is awesome. Lower it down, throw down some jams, raise it up, work on the shot. Check out Thor. Thor has the lightning adjust feature. Well, Brandon, what's the lightning adjust feature? You can raise and lower the goal with a drill. Easy to do, fun to do, too. They have all the goals, though. In-ground adjustable, portable, wall mount, roof mount. They can do it all. And their accessories, top-notch. LED light kits for night play. You're at work, kids are at school, it's hot, it's 100 degrees during the day. You want to play when that sun goes down. LED light kits can make sure that you do. Backstop nets, you don't have to chase the basketball around. Pull pad lettering, customize your goal however you choose, and lots more, too. They can also install your goal as well. That's right. The pros at Pro Dunk professionally install your goal. Perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't have to do it. You don't want a big box delivered to your driveway with a million pieces for you to assemble anyways. So let pros at Pro Dunk install that goal for you. Order now at ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Who are you tipping a cap to? This is our Mailbag Monday song.
We doing this again?
Wait, is this the wrong one that we were wrong about?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
They all said the same thing.
Yeah, no, this is literally a repeat of 2 weeks ago when Jeremy did this.
So, that Matt, that Blaze Bicknell guy who retired, Coward,
yeah.
That does just clear the bets. It voids the bets. That's annoying. Like, I mean,
that's interesting.
Like, you could be a game away from winning in straight sets. The guy could retire and your bet would be voided. That would be Bush League.
Is that the only sport like that happens?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Because, like, a lot of, like, we see some of these books are refunding people. There's, like, they're doing injury protections now. But, like, if you've got an over on a guy for strikeouts in a game and he gets hurt in the first inning, like, you're just SOL.
Yeah.
Unless they choose to be kind to you.
I know, it's weird. So, anyways, that washed out. Our other tennis match, Spiteri leads Mazzola. She won 7-6 in the first set. She leads the second set 4-3. So that one's looking okay.
Okay.
Let's hope that holds. All right, who are you tipping a cap to, Joe? Who are you tipping a cap to, Junkie? 713-780-3776.
Junkie?
Spain for winning the World Cup.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can give one to Spain. There's no problem there. I give my first tip of the cap to Ryan Fox winning the Open Championship.
Congrats.
Here's how it sounded.
New Zealand has another major champion.
Just a great performance by Ryan Fox. It was awesome. He, what's that?
Joe, had you heard of Ryan Fox before?
No.
Same.
Chance,
same.
Dude.
I had never heard of it until Jeremy sent me the audio.
It was a great performance. Ryan Fox on one of the final holes, like I think it was like maybe 15 or 60, I can't remember. He hit one into a greenside bunker and had to play the shot backwards and just like went up and down, got his bogey, took his medicine, and then finished strong. He made a birdie on the next hole, and then on the 18th, needing birdie to win, got it done. Ryan Fox. Tip the cap to him, which, by the way, a better won $110,000 with a $55 bet on Ryan Fox. Where are you, Will Doctor? This is the kind of stuff I'm trying to get from you.
We forgot to have him on last week because I didn't know the Open was happening and you were out.
Could have bet $55 on Ryan Fox and won six figures.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I can't already do that. I knew that there was no chance Will Doctor was on last week. Will's probably looking for the call. He's like, this is the time I'm going with Jeremy
Jones.
He didn't
bring it up
Masters
to me when we crossed paths Saturday in the studio. He didn't bring it up. But.
Yeah. And then, like, we were like, should we have him on Friday? I was like, I don't know. The tournament's already halfway over almost. Like,
yeah, especially because it's being early. Yeah.
So I was like, probably not. Over.
Yeah, so tip of the cap there. Brian?
I'm going to steal one potentially from Joe, and I'm going to give a tip of the cap to Anthony Rizzo for catching a home run in right field of the Cubs game on Saturday.
Yeah, he
was there for the 2016 celebration. So pretty crazy that Anthony Rizzo's sitting out with the Commoners out in the outfield and catches a home run.
Second time that's happened in 2 years. Absurd.
Yeah.
Why are we giving this guy credit for being like that? Who is that dude who catches all the home run balls?
Oh, the foul ball guy?
Yeah. He's a home run guy.
That guy chases them down. Rizzo's just sitting there.
Yeah, same thing.
No, it's not.
We're giving Rizzo all this praise. Oh, look at Rizzo catching home run balls. And then we blast this other guy who steals them from children.
He gave it to a kid, his own, but he gave it to a kid.
Yeah. You got Anthony Rizzo out here acting like Zach Hample.
Who?
That's a brutal comp, man. That's a brutal comp.
Zach
that
Hample's
guy
the
sucks.
Dude who catches the home run.
I never heard of that guy.
Oh, you've never heard of foul ball guy?
No.
He knows who he is. Okay. He knows who Zach Hample is. He's posturing.
Why would I posture back to this guy?
Because everybody knows who Zach Hample is. He's a terrible human being.
Okay, that's a wild
he's
thing.
He's the one who catches all the milestone home run balls and like pushes children to the ground.
Yeah.
I've probably seen a video of him, but I didn't know he was doing it for all like every milestone I could think of.
If you don't know who Zach Hample is, it says more about you. All right,
I take that as a positive.
Who do you got, Joe?
Caitlin Clark, first 40-10 game in WNBA history. 45 points, 10 assists.
She had 10 dimes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm tipping my cap to J.J. Watt. Did you see what he did over the weekend? This little Doug Triple guy?
Cool. That was cool.
He said, not proud of it, man enough to say it. I had breakfast this morning in New York. Man sat next to me on his own. Someone I idolized, didn't have the courage to say anything. Have a great day in New York, J.J. Watt. And then J.J. Watt said, are you still in the area? He said, I am. They met for a Guinness. Took some pictures. J.J. Watt is awesome. Love that guy.
He's the best.
Great human being. Tip my cap to J.J. Let's be more like J.J., okay?
Now, J.J. in the tweet said, order me a Guinness. I'll be right there. Did he reimburse the young man, or is the young man on the hook for the Guinness?
I'm guessing that he did, but it shouldn't matter.
I know. I'm just a curious detail.
Plus, this is
a curious detail.
It's an interesting question from you too. Whenever you get jacked,
here we go,
and we get happy hour cold beers. Whenever
like,
we do our drink for drink,
if hour. Like JJ Watt was like, "Hey, I'll be right there to buy a beer or to get a beer with you." You mind buying? I'd be like, yeah, man, I'll buy JJ Watt.
Yeah, no,
beer.
Of course I
Hell
would,
yeah.
too. I'm just curious.
I bet you JJ put a 20 on the table.
He probably did.
Yeah, he put a 20 on the table. Brian?
I'll give my next tip of the cap to Brandon Young, the Orioles pitcher yesterday, for that little kick save he had.
That was sick.
That was sick. He, like, flipped it up like hacky sack.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick.
That was cool.
That's, like, one of the best plays of the season.
He looks so cool doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he pimped the heck out of it.
There's
like,
no way so in a million smooth. Years he could repeat it. It was just one of those once-in-a-moment things, but it was pretty sick.
Yeah, it was.
My last one that I've got, Josh Kerr.
Who?
Exactly.
Who the f*** is that guy?
He broke the world record for the mile this weekend.
How fast did he do it?
342.
How fast could you run? I don't want to say run. How fast could you perform the mile?
I can run.
You could not run start to finish a mile right now.
Yeah,
It would be a slow run. But
you could not do it.
You would stop.
No,
I would too. I'm not even calling you out.
Same.
But,
no, yeah. I think I could run a mile.
You could not do it.
No, you couldn't.
It would be a really slow jog.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I'm not even going to sit there and have this argument with you. Let's do it.
You should back off now.
No, I think I could run a mile.
And I'll wear some Metas and we'll put it up on the content. We'll put it up for socials.
You can't do it, Joe.
No, we're doing it. You say you can do it.
All right.
I'll give you the option of doing it before the show or after the show.
How much before?
Whenever.
Do I
find a track to do this?
No.
Are you just doing
treadmill? Streets?
No, not a treadmill. It's definitely going to be outside.
Oh, they're on a track.
Okay.
I don't want to be running on the street.
Well, you pick the track. I'll be there. Tell me the time and place.
Same. Let's do it at 1 o'clock before the show.
Either you recant this take or you got to do it within the next week. You can't have time to build up.
I'm pretty sure I could do it, but I don't want to because I don't want to be wrong. So I'm just going to recant like a little bitch.
Couldn't run a mile.
That might be a worse moment for you than your third place game take.
And I'm not sitting here trying to like put you down either. None of us could run a mile.
No, exactly.
I don't think collectively we could run a mile relay.
That's not true. We could team a mile.
Maybe.
I think we could get there as a team.
Maybe.
Can we go a second time, or does it have to be only one?
No,
like,
one chance. I think we would be plus 150 to complete a mile a relay without stopping. Especially if it's like at 2 o'clock before the show versus after the show.
Close to the hottest part of the
day. That might be the difference. If it's before the show, we ain't doing it. If it's after the show, we have a puncher's chance.
Yeah, well, it's not as hot.
Who do you think you are, Prefontaine?
I don't know who that is.
Lance McCullers gets my next tip of the cap. Just, you know, not a great career, but, you know, solid career. You know, gave you a lot of wins, some wins. Gave you some big moments. Nothing that he didn't get hurt on his own. It wasn't his fault. Just unlucky. Tip my cap to, you know, my pitcher who will be remembered.
Will be remembered.
The accolade there.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Lance. A lot of bad luck, a lot of misfortune, a lot of wasted money. But he had some big moments as an Astro. I think he really cared. His body didn't back it up. Which is unfortunate, but I appreciate his efforts. I tip my cap to Lance.
I'll tip the cap. I'm going to take a shot at this name. I hadn't heard of this outfielder before the weekend, but Phillies outfielder Gabriel Rincones. I don't know if I got that right or not. I don't know if you saw the video, but he was fielding a ball, a fly ball in right field this weekend. Had his glasses on top of his hat, and just very casually, while still tracking the ball, took the glasses off, smoothly put them on his face, and caught the ball. I'm sure it was probably fairly routine, but the way he did it looked pretty cool.
All right. Sounds neat.
I'm watching the video right now. This is impressive.
Yeah, how casually and smoothly he pulls it off.
Yeah, he looks down. He stops looking for the ball in the air.
Wow.
And just pulls it off his hat, puts the glasses on, catches the ball.
My last one, Summerhouse. Summerhouse is nominated for a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Unstructured Reality Program. Give it up for Summerhouse.
Is that what you did with your week off?
One thing I didn't miss about Jeremy not being here.
Give it up for Summerhouse, nominated for a Primetime
Emmy. One
thing? How about that? Y'all have any others?
Nope.
No.
Save the best for last. What's your chunky? Oh, we got some textures. Real quick. Tip of the cap to Shakira's hips for still telling the truth, you're a pervert. ESPN for firing Ryan Clark. That ain't cool. Tipping my cap to Adam Silver. Pick a team, LeBron. We need the schedule. I couldn't care less about the schedule, according to Patrick Beverly.
Yep.
Peter K. Tip of the cap to Joe George for saying that awful take earlier with a straight face. Make Joe running a mile the sweat of the day. All right, chunky of the day coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. I got a perfect spot to run the mile for Joe. How about Two Creeks Crossing Resort? In fact, he can explore 92 acres of property. There's plenty of miles to be ran out there. And then afterwards, he can jump on the creek, do a little kayak, and maybe just jump in the creek to cool down. Or he can drop his line in the creek, do some fishing. Some of the best fishing in Texas right there on the Two Creeks at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Plus, big catch and release pond, which I think is a great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. They got pickleball courts out there, food trucks out there all the time, live music, swampers where you can get a beverage, a cold one. They got the pool out there still, but they got the water park now. Blue Bayou Bend opened May 1st. Can't believe it's been around that long already. Time goes by fast when you're having fun at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. But Blue Bayou Bend's awesome. It's great. They got the Lazy River, which is really cool too. So get away for a bit of time. Get away for the weekend. Get away for a little PTO, the job, traffic, whatever's causing you stress, and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Open green spaces, wildlife, and some of that best fishing in Texas. Plus, it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without going too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They got glamping, waterfront cabins, tree houses, or pull up the RV if you got an RV. They have RV hookup spots. They have the perfect stay for everybody. Book your stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
ESPN 97.5. This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. ESPN junkie. National coming up after us. Update on our sweats of the day. That men's bet in that Challenger Series was washed because that jabroni retired in the third set. I actually think saved us. Looks like we were going to lose both of those bets. So thank you, jabroni from Brazil, for retiring in the third set when you knew you were going to lose. And then Dalila Spatiri. Hey there, Dalila. What's it like? She won. She won 7-6-6-3 straight sets. We should have bet her outright. She was like plus 225 favorite, or underdog, I mean. We took the plus 3.5 games. She won in straight sets. We also won 15 plus 9 is 24, the over of 20.5 matches. So we know tennis. We won 0.55 units today. When I'm here, we collectively are up 5.55 units.
Yep.
Whenever I'm not here, y'all are down 6 units.
No, we don't have to keep bringing it up.
So we know tennis.
Yeah, you know tennis.
2-0. We picked the right Italiana. All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day, Joe?
Tom Brady, Triple H, Logan Paul. Don't need it. Don't want it.
Are you kidding me? You don't want this?
Got no interest in Tom Brady being
in WrestleMania. It's one of 15 matches. Who cares?
Yeah. I think it's kind of cool.
I hate it.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're such a hardo today. What happened?
Why do you hate fun all of a sudden?
You had a bad weekend?
Zero fun,
no,
sir.
I had a good weekend.
You thought you lost your kid, now you hate fun?
I know. fun.
I don't want this.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, put someone athletic in the ring, it'll be fine. Tom's not.
You mean the greatest NFL player of all time?
Yeah, athletic, not greatest quarterback, different conversations. Also, I know Junkie texted about Ryan Clark. So I'm going to nominate ESPN for leaking the fact that he got fired while he was on NFL Live.
Oh, that's bad.
And they had to tell him mid-break that he was being fired, so then he left the show.
He didn't finish?
He was in the middle of the show?
No, because people started reaching out asking him about being fired because The Athletic reported it first.
That's so bad.
That's rough.
So that's a tough look on ESPN.
Yeah, you got to handle that better.
I nominate Steve Sarkisian, Joey McGuire. They're at the press conference. They're press conference warriors is what they are. Keyboard warriors, press conference warriors. They traded barbs all offseason, and they sit next to each other at the Texas High School Coaches Association convention yesterday. Cracking jokes, saying they're all good. That's soft, fellas.
Agreed.
And then Ward Manuel, the Michigan AD, he's an idiot. Michigan. They, like, didn't publish their reports, but he's going to step down at the end of the calendar year or whatever. Soft. Soft Michigan. Soft Ward Manuel. Brian?
I'll nominate Cam Scatabu for doing that backflip at the Fanatics Fest while he's still coming back from his knee injury. And I'll nominate Ketel Marte. I don't know if you saw it. I think it was Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Took a strike three that was a good inch and a half, 2 inches above the strike zone. Walked off to end the game. Like, that was strike three to end the game. He walked off, didn't challenge, even though they had challenges left.
My favorite part was the runner at second.
I guess I didn't see that reaction.
The runner at second immediately tapped his helmet.
Oh, no.
And then whenever Marte walked to the dugout, he, like, threw his hands up. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was an easy, easy challenge. It wasn't close at all.
And plus, just game theory.
Yeah, it's the last strike. Challenge it no matter what.
You have to.
Probably had no idea he had challenges left, honestly.
Probably did.
Which is also bad.
Yeah. All right, what's winning? I'm going to go ESPN right now.
I think so.
I didn't realize that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, you can't
That's
let it leave in the, while he's on the air.
That's B.R. Oodle. All right, it's going to do it for us. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Thanks to Brian for doing the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. ESPN National coming up right now.
Need to be
ESPN. 97.5.
Life has a way of shifting priorities, changing needs, and pivoting plans. Home Bank is there for all of them. Their bankers partner with you every step along the way, from understanding your needs.